Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
puertas. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. From the D. Fauntleroy Recording Studios from the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota metropolitan area in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 145 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejandro de los Podcast. I'm Mike, down in wherever the heck I am, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. You like that intro?
It's a little bit of a mouthful there, Bill.
It's a work in process, Jurgen.
I would certainly hope so. I think we got to narrow it down to one of those metropolitan areas.
No, it's like Dallas, Fort Worth, Minneapolis, St. Paul. This is a triplex.
Yeah, but then you even... it sounded like... What'd you say? Tampa, St. Pete, Fort Lauderdale, Saratoga Springs, Miami, Tallahassee,
right.
Gainesville.
Right. Don't forget Ocala.
Ocala, yeah.
The lightning strike capital of the world. Of the United
good
States,
to know. Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Well, it's a work in process, like I said, Jurgen.
Work in progress.
Whatever.
It's both.
So what's going on?
Not a whole lot, Bill. It's cold, getting cold up here.
Got that polar vortex coming through.
Is that they're going to throw that nonsense at me again this winter?
The polar vortex, it's time.
Is that what it is?
All that garbage is rolling up through the Willings and DeVorney's doorsteps.
The DeVorney doorstep.
The DeVorney doorstep. It's got
kitty litter
and crap. It's coming down here. It's going to be cold tomorrow.
Oh, what's it going to be down there for you?
64.
Wow. It's going to be, I think overnight we're going to get in the 20s as a low. And then Saturday is going to be pretty cold.
I was watching the Weather Channel. They were showing Bismarck. It's going to be like minus 20 tonight and then a high of minus 3 tomorrow. I do not miss that mud at all.
It's not even winter, technically.
It's awful.
It's still autumn at this point.
Yeah.
We got another 2 weeks of fall and we're already getting these brutal temperatures. I'm not happy about it.
No.
That's for sure.
But luckily, we get it for that one day. This weekend, it's going to, Saturday, I think it's going to be back up into the 70s and then high 70s on Sunday. And back into the high 70s, low 80s next week. It's beautiful.
I could deal with 62 as the lowest all year. That would be okay.
Yeah, that's not, the problem is it's going to be like rainy and windy.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like that day when you met us at the boardwalk.
That was the worst. That was probably the worst day since I've been here.
That was cold. Even as a Northeast Rube coming down in January, that still felt cold.
That was pretty cold, wasn't it?
That day. Yeah, and I didn't even bring pants, I don't think. I think I just had a sweatshirt and shorts on.
Yeah, you probably did.
Even your Gina didn't have the proper gear. I think we had to buy her a sweatshirt in the gift shop because you know what happened?
With all this technology, Bill, that's shame on you. You knew what you were getting yourself into.
You know what happened?
What?
Is we had a sweatshirt. Actually, you and Susie had given her one for Christmas. And she was wearing it as she spit up on it in the gift shop as we were waiting for our Cape May breakfast.
Okay.
So then we had to replace it in the meantime. That's what ended up happening. Now I'm remembering. Because we did have other stuff back at the hotel, but we didn't have couldn't get back there.
To replace it,
you know, so we had to get a new one.
This is Mike.
Mike Mikeson. Hey, I have a funny story that I didn't get to tell. I didn't want to tell it when I was doing the podcast by myself, and it was a little bit about my trip back in the end of October and beginning of November. So you're a frequent flyer, or somewhat frequent flyer. You enjoy the airport process, correct?
I love it.
Now, do you like going through the TSA security checks?
No, not at all.
No. Not a big fan of that myself either. Most people are not. But at this point, it's pretty well known. Like, no shoes, no belt, empty the pockets, right?
Yep.
You can't wear a jacket, whatever, all that nonsense. So I'm going through. I get everything ready. I have all the stuff in my bins. The guy in front of me has a hooded sweatshirt on. And they're like, okay, you can leave that on. And as he gets closer, they keep saying, take everything out of your pockets. You know, they say it over and over again. Take everything out of your pockets. The guy goes through the little security line, and they're like, do you have something in your pocket? And he's like, yeah, it's a Drake's coffee cake. And they're like, we told you to take everything out of your pocket. And he's like, even a Drake's coffee cake? He kept saying Drake's coffee cake. Like, it mattered that it was Drake's brand instead of, like, Little Debbie.
Well, it does matter, though, because Drake's coffee cakes are the original coffee cakes.
Oh, is that true? Okay, yes. So is that why he was so insistent absolutely. On Drake's coffee cake?
Just like you lemonade rubes, you got to mention that it's Adele's. You just don't say I'm having a frozen lemonade.
No, I understand that, but like, what difference does it make if it's a Drake's coffee cake or any other pastry?
What difference
you can't have...
does it make if it's a frozen lemonade or Adele's lemonade? Do you say that you're having Adele's lemonade?
I would say if it was in my pocket through TSA, I would say even a lemonade. I wouldn't say even a Dell's brand frozen lemonade.
I don't know if he threw the Drake's brand coffee cake after that.
Well, he may have had to may as well
with my with but, my audio recorder.
But here's the kicker.
Yep.
After he gets through security, I'm sitting down at the gate, and Frank and Sue got picked for pre-check, so they didn't have to go through all that rigmarole.
That's amazing to me.
Oh, that's such a scam.
If you have two people that need the extensive pat-down, it's Frank and Sue. They look very suspicious, don't they?
That's a good point. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. But so I meet up with them afterwards, and they're like, oh, what took you so long? So I had to go through the whole Drake's coffee cake story. And we're sitting at the gate, and I'm telling them I'm making fun of this guy. And then I turn around, and he's sitting right behind me. He's on the same flight down to Orlando as us.
Ah, did he break it out, or was he waiting to get on up
he
in
had
the air
it in
to
his
have
head.
His cup of coffee?
No. Even better was that he was telling the people he was with how ridiculous it was. He's like, all I had was a Drake's coffee cake. I didn't think I had to take it out of my pocket.
Wow.
I don't know. I couldn't get over it. We talked about that for most of the trip.
I think those are the ones that have, like, the little paper underneath and, like, to hold it together.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like, they're in the plastic, but then they have that nice little, like, paper lining.
I know what you're talking about. It looked like any regular coffee cake, but
yeah,
it was a Drake's coffee
cake.
Drake's
coffee cakes are the real deal, Jürgen.
They have the little duck on there, on the logo.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's their... Yeah, it's a little duck. Anyway, I've been waiting to get that one off my chest for a while.
Do you feel better?
A little bit, yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
What's new with you?
No, nothing.
No?
No.
Getting in the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, we still haven't put the tree up, but we'll get that up this weekend.
Did you find it, at least?
Yes. We know. Because
you guys actually unpacked this time, right?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff's still in the garage.
But it's not like you're going to keep it there. You're just kind of in the process of doing
correct.
It at this point.
Yeah.
It's nice. And you said the studio's well-appointed once again.
Oh, it's beautiful. I got DirecTV in here, like I mentioned.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. But
it's
that's okay.
So beautiful. I actually was a bit more professional than I was up in Chaska, Minnesota. I'm watching the Timberwolves game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy. I get so excited when I see that the puppies are on, like, TNT. Kevin Harlan's doing the game. You know, he may have been the original Wolves broadcaster before he went primetime. Kevin Harlan.
Oh, so he was the local guy there before.
Yeah,
he was
the local guy, yeah. So he's doing the game on TNT, but I love watching the Wolves. A good young ball club.
That's good. I don't watch the NBA.
Yeah, it's paused right now. Well, you like the NFL though, don't you? That's a garbage product.
I like the NFL a little bit. Well, the problem is, you know, I'm glad you brought this up because I love college football. I know you do too.
Yeah.
But man, those games are getting way too long now.
They've always been way too long with the halftime shows. They're always 4 hours. It's terrible.
It seems like it's been getting worse and worse. Because the NFL game is pretty much, you know, it's going to end 3 hours, 3 hours and 15 minutes. A college game, you hit that 4 hour mark way too often. That's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
They need to cut that down. That's one of the reasons why I can sit down and watch an NFL game. A college game, it's tough to dedicate that 4 hours to it. Especially when your team is garbage like UConn was this year.
That's a bad ball club. I watched a game with you and the Bride.
Yeah, that's not a good team.
No. And then you fired up like that Madden freaking NCAA college
ball
game. Oh,
and I got hammered in that as well.
Who did you play that night?
It was Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, you played the Wolverines.
It was not a fair matchup for me.
No.
Especially after that many beers, too.
Yes.
That always hurts.
Yes.
Anyway, speaking of beer, I can introduce my unofficial beer sponsor of the week.
I was going to segue in, but you had to take the floor. Go ahead.
I got it. I have Newport Storm Red Dawn Russian Imperial Stout.
Now, you talk about the Metroplex area that I live in. That's what we...
That's a lot to say as well.
That's a lot right there.
Yeah, that's a fair point. This is a 9% alcohol by volume, limited release Russian Imperial Stout. So this is like a dark mud beer that you wouldn't like.
Yo, I hate those.
Yeah, this one's delicious. It's got like a little vanilla note. It's got the bitter coffee flavor. I'm a happy man. This is my time of year. Stouts and porters, they start coming out in force right now.
You like that stuff, huh?
I love it. It's my favorite. It is my favorite. I have nothing else to add here if you want to take us to break, Mr. Klinsman.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a nice short episode here, Bill.
Well, it's already 10 minutes here at the intro.
Usually we go 15, 16, 17 minutes. 10 minutes is a short intro.
Oh, I guess it is. It's been a lot shorter since you haven't been here. My intros have been down to like 3 or 4 minutes.
I mean, I got Christmas songs I want to sing.
You going to sing one right now?
No, you know, I was thinking, because I was washing carts the other day. We have a new guy. He's completely messed up. He's Jim. He's an ex-firefighter from Maine.
Okay.
And like all we do when we clean carts is we talk about going to the bathroom and other type of nonsense.
Uh-huh.
So he told me the other day, he said, you know, he goes, you think you're messed up. He goes, I might be a little bit more messed up than you. And I looked at him. I'm like, really? And he just nodded his head. He goes, be careful lighting that candle, young man. And I'm like, oh, boy, this guy might be really messed up. So we had Christmas music on. Whatever people hate, you know, I do. So he doesn't like listening to Christmas music. So I fired up the Christmas music. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas came on. I'm like, I think okay. I saw that. I think I sang that last year about one of the cart bond guys. So I go buzzing through the cart. I grab a cart and I go buzzing to the front. And one of the young kids sitting there, he's like eating a box of chocolates that a member gave us. I said, you remember my outrageous Christmas songs from last year? He said, yeah. I said, I'm pretty sure that I sang a song about Chuck. He was just saying a lot of songs about Chuck. I said, I said, how about this one? And I said, it's beginning to look a lot like Chuck McClintock. And he just started laughing. He's like, yeah, he used to sing that at night over the radio. I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking maybe for the next couple of weeks as we lead into Christmas, maybe during break I should break out one of my songs.
Instead of like playing music, you'll just sing?
Yeah, I'll just sing because I still haven't performed the 12 Days of the Cart Barn.
No. Guys. Okay, well, you could do that. Are you going to do it live while I'm listening, or are you going to do it after an
hour? I might have to like pre-record.
That would probably be advised. You put a little music track
behind like a
you.
little background music, maybe see some if bells. We can get one or two of the interns.
Yeah.
Get one of those cheesy mall organs.
It's beginning to look a lot like Dr. Charles McClintock.
It's beginning to look a lot like Mr. McClintock. Everywhere you go.
Was that it? Just his name in there? There was nothing else different?
Oh, there was nothing else, no.
Well, that's good, though. Makes it simple to remember. I didn't know if you're like, he's checking on members' swings and he's giving them tips.
He wants a swing doctor.
It's a swing doctor is in.
It's swing doctor is in. Sing that again. Now, let's just try to put that together.
So you want to do this live on the air? Okay. It's beginning to look like Dr. Charles McClintock. Everywhere we go, he is checking on members' swings. He is, I don't know. What rhymes with swings?
I don't know.
Oh, he's trying to sell more pings.
Dude, you know he wrote a book and he was trying to hustle his book?
What's his book called?
It was like some spiritual book.
Oh, boy.
Maybe we can get a plug on here.
Yeah, get the title of the book. We'll add it to the song.
Let's see. Let me see if I can Google
it. You got to look for it on Amazon. It's like a real thing. It's not like a wacko who like printed in his basement and stapled it together and handed it out at the corners or anything. Now, is this the guy you said that hung out with like Bill Clinton or something?
No. He Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah, same difference.
And I got proof on a.
You did. I remember you went through the proof.
I showed the guys in the car barn. It was confirmed. Nobody wants to give a goofball like that credit for running with Michael Jordan.
No, that's
but
true.
He did the swing doctor.
Did he teach him golf? Is that where Jordan
got his
game?
No, I guess he used to sell. He used to sell property. He's from North Carolina, and he used to sell like at Myrtle Beach and stuff. And he just got to know Michael. He said he's probably played 15 to 18 times.
Did he get invited to his wedding recently?
No, but he did that 60 Minutes episode. He was at his condo in Chicago.
I know you did.
Is that the best?
You said that. That's a funny story.
The swing doctor.
Are you still looking for his book? Or are we going to actually take break?
Yeah,
now?
We'll probably take a break. I'm Chuck McClintock, The United States, 5 Books, Good Reads. Let's see. I think he's actually written a few.
Oh boy.
You know what? We'll just go to break and why I like take my break and you know like how I just don't really add anything for the next half hour.
Yeah.
I'll just start looking for his book.
Okay, that's good, considering we're doing a you-centric episode this week.
Yeah, I need to take time. I need to watch my Wolves. I've got a busy night planned. All right, Mr. Klinsmann, let's take a break. Agreed, Mr. Klinsmann, that we're going to talk about my little trip up to property last week.
Yes. Yes, it sounds like it should be a nice little trip. You haven't been up in quite some time.
Well, the last time I went up was to see you.
That's true, so...
But that was more of a working conference, I believe.
That was. We didn't really get into it too much. You didn't do any food and wine this year, right?
No, I didn't.
Not a single concert after all that prep, so we have no concert reviews. We do have some food review. Luckily, I picked up the slack and I went down for the food and wine.
Yes, you did. We're going to do a review in it probably beginning of the year at some point.
Yeah, I was going to say in the next few weeks, probably right after the holidays, we'll do that. It'll be perfect timing because then we'll just be able to get right into the flower and garden right after that. But so what brought you? You just had to get there. You hadn't been in a while. You just needed to get on property.
No, that's it. I wanted to eat.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You had to have the filth.
Yes.
So what was the decision-making process? I know you and Susie usually have like a little powwow, a little conference.
We usually hang out in studio. I was sitting on the futon and she was working feverishly on the keyboard, trying to figure out where we're going to go. And we kind of wanted to do something that we haven't done before.
Because that's always the big question. Go with something tried and true that you know you both like, or go with something new, since you guys are locals, you have experience, you have chances to go down all the time, but why go and pay, you know, 30-some-odd bucks for a breakfast that you don't know if you're going to like or not?
Correct.
So I understand it's a little tougher choice there, but what did you end up doing, Mr. Klinsmann?
Mr. Klinsmann.
Did we lose connection here?
No, we have a good tight connection.
Okay. Are you just ignoring me then?
Yeah. No, we went to Trattoria Al Forno.
Oh, very nice. For breakfast?
For breakfast.
Now, that's the new joint at the boardwalk, correct?
It's newer,
yes. Newish.
Yes.
Last couple years.
Newish, yes. I think that was Cat Creek or whatever.
It was Cucina by Cat Cora. Yep, and they changed it over to a whole new restaurant, Italian joint.
Yep.
But you haven't been there for lunch or dinner, correct?
Correct. We've never set foot in that place.
I've heard good things about their breakfast. So what did you guys think of it?
Well, I'm not going to do I haven't done a full review, and I'm not going to do so.
Okay.
On this episode. I don't know. I have mixed reaction. We didn't get a reservation because we weren't sure. We didn't want to be tied down to a certain time.
Okay.
I said, it's just going to be the two of us, so if we get up and get up there at 8:30, great. If not, and we want to get there for 10:30, then so be it. So I didn't want to be tied down to a reservation. And I said, the other thing is we've always got Captain's Grill in our back pocket.
Right.
So if we go over there and we can't get in, we can always just take that 3-minute walk over to Captain's Grill.
Right.
Over at the Yacht Club. So we ended up walked through the lobby, checked the lobby out, and then we went down and we said we don't have an ADR, but would you be able to seat us sometime? And they said it was going to be about a 45-minute wait. And I said, you know what?
Oh, really?
Yeah, 45 minutes. The place was jammed. And the thing is, when we were online the night before, they had all sorts of reservations, which led us
strange.
To believe that we weren't going to have any problems getting a seat.
That's very strange. Maybe just a bad timing.
Yeah, it was packed. Yeah, it was. It was packed because when we were being seated, we were asking, you know, why it was so crowded. And she said, it's just the time. She said a lot of people like to sleep in.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, get breakfast 10:30 right before we stop serving and head to the parks. And that's how it was when we went to Kona. We got a really early reservation, and like there was like 10 of us in Kona.
And oh, I said, so where is early, everybody? No one's
said,
yeah.
They said nobody wants the early breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked us if we were going to stick around or they could just text us. And I said, we'll take that option. They said that they would text us about 5 minutes before the table was going to be ready.
Oh, that's perfect.
So it was perfect because we walked around the lobby again, looked at the Christmas tree and the carousel, and then we went to one of our favorite spots, you know, that art gallery that we just fell in love with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember how we just kind of walked on into that place? We had no idea it was even there.
Yep.
So we're looking at the prints there. God, I love that place, Bill.
It's nice, isn't it?
I love that place.
So when you guys finally move into the permanent house, you're going to have to get a nice piece of artwork from there.
I don't know about that, Bill.
Did you ask about prices?
No, I kind of feel a little awkward doing that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I agree. It's a tough question to bring up.
So what else did we do? Then we walked around. We checked out the new ice cream place. It wasn't open, but we were just kind of peeking through the windows.
Oh, Ample Hills.
Yeah.
I went there.
Do you want to talk about it now, Bill?
We could talk about it a little bit. Let me pull up their menu because I'm trying to remember exactly what I had because they have a... it was fantastic, first of all. Let me get that right out of the way. And we went in. Por favor, Frank felt like getting some ice cream. So we were in Epcot, and we decided to walk over there. And they have a sampler.
Yeah, we saw that, Bill, on the menu.
An ice cream sampler, and por favor, Sue and I each got that. And you get, like, 6 2-ounce scoops for the sampler. Now, I'm trying to remember exactly the ones that I had and which ones Sue had, but we both kind of tried them together. I'm looking at this. There was a malty, salty pretzel punch. That was good. It was like a salted caramel kind of thing with pretzels in it. There was this one baked, unbaked, which is vanilla ice cream with cookie pieces and cookie dough in it. Then there was oatmeal lace, which tasted like an oatmeal cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee toffee coffee was very good. Coffee ice cream with toffee pieces in it. Butter pecan brittle. We had that. That was good. Cotton candy. Sue got that. I don't like cotton candy ice cream.
No.
The best one, I think, and I think this is probably their signature, is ooey gooey butter cake. So that's actually what Frank had. He had a sundae, and you could get like a brownie sundae or this ooey gooey butter cake sundae. So they put a piece of this cake, and then you put your ice cream on top and whatever toppings. But the ooey gooey butter cake ice cream was so good. It had this butter cake in it, and it was like chewy and dense and rich. That was really good. The other one I really liked, I think it's the Sally Sells Seashells flavor. It was like an orange ice cream with chocolate seashells in it, which was very good
huh.
as well. You ever remember those chocolate oranges you'd get at Christmas that you break open, like,
no.
It's all wrapped up?
No.
It was a chocolate. No, maybe you never got them.
No.
It's a big round chocolate, and it looks like an orange, like you open it, and they're already in segments like an orange would be, but each one is a piece of chocolate, and it tastes like orange and chocolate. It tasted just like that. It was very good. But I loved that place. It was very, very good. I would definitely recommend it.
Now, have you been to Beaches in Melnick?
I have not.
Okay.
So I can't compare it to that, but Frank and Sue have gotten ice cream from there, and they like this place a lot. I don't know if they liked it better, but they were very happy with this place.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the sundae was almost too much. Frank ate about half of it and had to throw it away.
Oh, that's a shame.
And it's $8.49, this giant sundae. Ridiculous. Ridiculously big.
Because it's probably less of a cheerleader joint than Beaches and Cream.
Yeah, definitely less. And there weren't a lot of people there when we went. I don't remember what time it was. It might have been 2 or 3 o'clock. I was already a little tipsy because I had been drinking at the Rose and Crown, and then we decided to go over there, so
It's a good combination. Hitting the sauce and then getting some ice cream sundaes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's another thing I really, really enjoyed was hanging out in the pub section of the Rose and Crown pub.
Listen to them play their music, huh?
Yeah, have you ever done that?
Not for a long period of time, but I have.
Because it's pretty separated from the dining room.
Yeah, it is. It's way, yeah.
It's really nice in there. Sorry to get off on a tangent, kind of taking over your episode.
That's perfectly fine. You can finish up if you'd like, and I'll just unmute my Wolves game.
No, that's it. That's all I had to say. Ample Hills was very good. I would definitely recommend it. If you've already tried Beaches of Cream, check that one out. See how they compare. But you definitely won't have to wait as long as you would at Beaches and Cream to get some good ice cream.
Yeah, like we've always said, if there's no lines or little lines, it's probably a non-cheerleader joint.
Right, which sometimes can mean it's not that great, but this was really good. And I don't know, it might become a cheerleader joint because it's really, really good.
Every restaurant I like on property, you can walk up and get a seat.
For the most part. I mean, you're a huge Kona Cafe person. That place gets crowded.
Yeah. Yeah, Kona's good.
And Ohana, too. I mean, you like both of those places.
Yeah, I do.
But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. All right, let's get back to your breakfast, or at least where you were. So, how's the boardwalk looking for Christmas? I've never been in there at Christmas time.
It's really nice. Like, outside past the lobby as you're walking toward, like, the boardwalk where all their things are. It's really cool. Like their courtyard, they have a nice big Christmas tree. It's really quiet.
Okay.
It's nice. Very nice.
You know what? I've never even been in that lobby, period, I have to say.
And we were 10 feet away from it from... You know, they're all the same. It's just like beach and yacht.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it has that same exact...
Little subtle differences,
setup.
But for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have a cool carousel.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is that they do like the gingerbread carousel or something?
You know,
or,
I didn't. Yeah, I thought they normally did. I didn't see it this year. I did not see that this year, Bill.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, I've never been, so I don't know what it's like. Okay, yeah, I see what we got here. I'm just looking at some pictures. Okay, so you enjoyed that, got to see the Christmas decorations,
yeah.
And then I'm assuming the text message went off at some
point.
Well,
no, it didn't. It didn't. So we went in and. It was almost like they were understaffed. The lobby's packed now, and I'm getting a little nervous because we're past our 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be that, how much longer, how much longer? But I was
right,
just,
where do you draw the line?
Yeah, but
like,
I was worried. I'm like, yeah, I didn't get the follow-up text. Let's just check. So she told me, you're like second. You're going to be about 5 minutes. I'm like, okay. But it was like they were shorthanded because there was one girl at the front, but then nobody was coming out and seating people, and she would kind of have to like go wave down a waiter. Or a waitress to come back and grab the next group. So I don't know what the heck was going on. It was almost like it was a soft opening.
Oh, yeah.
They just didn't have their act together.
That's not good.
So the restaurant itself is really nice. And they have a bar that's like connecting. It's connecting that and Flying Fish. So,
oh, really?
So, yeah, so it's like a nice... It's really nice. I think you would like it inside. And it just
that's not that new one, is it? It's not the Abracadab Bar, is it?
It very well could be.
I don't know. I'll have to look at a map because I'm not sure.
But, you know, you can walk in from the outside, and then it just connects Flying Fish with Trattoria. How do you pronounce that correctly? Is it Trattoria?
I think I think that's right.
Trattoria Al Forno, yeah.
Trattoria
Al Forno, yeah. Trattoria.
I don't really know for sure, but yeah. So what did, do you want to say what you had and talk about, or do you want to save that?
Yeah, no, because I'll review it at another time, but we actually both got the scrambled eggs.
Okay, because I'm looking at this menu.
And it's fantastic, isn't it?
It's almost a little fancy.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's almost a little too fancy for breakfast.
Yeah. Because like, she thought I might have wanted the breakfast sandwiches. Those are great, don't they?
I don't have a picture of it, but it sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Italian pork with eggs and cheese on a mini brioche bun. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
The poached egg sounds good, but I looked at the picture, and I don't know if I'd be a huge fan of that. Crumbled sausage over the polenta.
Oh, that looks good.
It does, but you don't like polenta. It's basically grits. So, I don't know. The cured Italian meats, though, that thing looks good. I don't know if that's enough for breakfast for me, though.
Mmm, that looks nice, doesn't it?
That's like a good thing to split like
an,
and then
you
get
could have an appetizer. That's a good call. That's a little appetizer thinking. For breakfast.
Yes. That looks good, but the scrambled eggs looks nice. Tomato, basil, mozzarella. Did you get bacon or sausage?
I like the chicken sausage. And the reason being is they season it actually very nicely.
Okay. So you went with that.
It was really good. It was really good. A couple complaints. The potatoes were a little cold.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good. And the other thing was when they brought the butter was ice cold.
Oh.
So they bring the butter out prior to you getting your meal, mm-hmm. and it was ice cold. Like, you actually had to use a knife and push down on it.
Oh, just to split it.
Split it, and you know, it's going on warm toast, but it's, you know, your toast isn't hot. It's not going to melt it.
Right, right.
And it's hard to spread cold butter over delicate toast, so that was a little disappointing.
That's too bad.
Now, what I did do, Mr. Klinsman, for a measly $13 upgrade,
is
I added the 6-ounce sirloin.
I saw that. I was going
to
ask if
you
did.
You knew it. You had to know, Jürgen.
A 6-ounce strip steak, $13. That's not bad.
Not bad.
It does end up being a $26 breakfast, which is a little much, but $13 for the strip steak is not bad.
No.
How was that?
It was really good. And it was cooked. It was cooked perfect. Medium rare, and it was cooked medium rare. It was really good. Very, very small fat content. It was tasty.
That's good. Nicely seasoned or kind of just light seasoning on it?
Yeah, light seasoning, but it was seasoned. It was tasty.
Yeah, this is a place I don't think I would go out of my way to go for breakfast because there's not a whole lot on there that really grabs me.
Yep.
As far as like something, oh, I got to try that because like the berry and cream pancakes doesn't sound like I would like that. Waffle sounds okay. Espresso mascarpone cream on it. But maybe I'd go with that simple, you know, the scrambled eggs like you did and get the steak with it. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it was good. Like I always tell you, I love getting my day going with a nice breakfast if you're going to be in the parks and running around for a while.
I just can't stop looking at that cured Italian meat plate, though.
Are you going to use that as your new background picture?
My phone background. That thing looks fantastic. The only thing is, it doesn't look like that would fill you up for breakfast. Mm. You know what I mean?
Look at
the one hard-boiled egg and a little bit of cheese, and then there is a lot of meat, so that's, I guess it would be pretty good.
Piece of bread, those tomatoes actually look really good, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And whatever that thing is in the middle, I'm not sure, but I think I would drink it with a straw.
That's true.
Get a to-go cup with your coffee.
It'd probably be pretty good dipping that bread in there, I would imagine.
That looks good, Jürgen. I didn't even actually look at that. I think next time we go back, when I do my review, I'm going to get that as our appetizer.
Very good. Instead of the steak, get that as the appetizer. Or in addition to the steak. Or just get that with a side of steak. That might be the way to go.
That's not a bad call, Bill. I could get that as my main entree and then get the steak.
Just steak. Nothing, no eggs, no pretense of that or anything.
Steak and cured meats.
Yeah, beautiful. That's a good way to start gout.
It's what's for breakfast.
Yeah. So how about this? Tell me you got the Caprese Bloody Mary.
You know what? We were thinking about getting some breakfast drinks, but I didn't end up doing anything. And she was going to get something, and she didn't end up doing it either.
Ah, that's too bad. Because that sounds pretty good. It's a regular Bloody Mary, but it has basil and house-made mozzarella as a garnish.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. But this also, their French press sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was a little too fancy.
Oh, really? You tried it?
No, it was a little too much stuff that doesn't go with stuff. An aroma of sweet berry in milk chocolate.
Yeah, but that's just like a fancy way of people describing stuff. Like, it's not what it's going to taste like. It's going to taste like coffee.
I wasn't taking a chance for $7.50.
That's true.
That's a little bit more than half the price of my steak. I'd rather have the steak. That's true.
He's got another half a steak over there.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just went with regular coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
Coffee was good, and I got a typical grapefruit juice. Always get grapefruit juice with my breakfast. Very good.
So overall, you guys enjoyed it? Did Susie like the eggs as well?
Yeah, she did. She liked it a lot, yep.
Like, was it good? Did you taste a lot of the tomato and basil?
Yeah, you actually did. Yeah. It was good. Lots of cheese. You could taste the basil and the tomato. Yeah, it was very good.
See, I'd almost rather have them, like, chop up the bacon and throw it right in the eggs instead of having it on the side.
I'm sure you could have them do that.
Well, that's true. I guess you could ask for that. Anyway, sounds like, I mean, it looks like a nice place. That's a place I definitely would not think of to try.
Mm-hmm. Like I was telling you Friday night, I said we're going to do a non-cheerleader place. And when I told you that, you're like, yeah, that's definitely not a...
Although it sounds like it might have been as awful busy if you had to wait 45 minutes. It's got good reviews, 9.5 out of 10 on this all ears, so...
Yeah, we looked at the dinner menu. It looks really good, too. It looks like... Kind of like, you know, lower price stuff, like chicken palm for like $23. A lot of the entrees were 20 and under, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to try it for dinner, too.
I've heard good things about it, so I can't really say that it would be a bad choice. Mm-hmm. They have pizza. You might have to compare the pizza there to the place in Epcot, see which one comes out on top. A lot of
work coming up the first of the year, don't I?
Yeah, you do. There's a lot of things to do. So what else did you end up doing while you were on property? Did you just eat breakfast and head back to the Metroplex?
Yeah, we just went back to the Metroplex and I took a nap and watched some football.
Not a bad way to spend a Saturday.
No, we went to a park that we don't frequent often. That's Animal Kingdom.
Oh, okay. And what'd you think?
It had been a while since I'd been there.
They have their Christmas stuff up, out the big tree out before
you... Yeah, you know what's really cool, I had never noticed, is they have that, like, the African-style Christmas music.
Oh, yeah, I can't say I remember that.
Yeah, it's really cool, because, like, we're walking in, and I'm like, oh, this is unique, and then, like, it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, you know, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, makes sense. So you guys weren't there late, though, so you didn't get to do any of the nighttime stuff.
We didn't do any of that. No, we were there... we got there just before noon, and we had a fast pass for Everest.
That's always enjoyable.
And then we did the rapids.
Oh, boy.
And we waited in line. It said 25 minutes, but it was a walk up.
Was it? Yeah.
And you know how much I love that.
Did you get soaked?
No, we missed it.
That's good. That helps. Well, actually, was it really warm?
No, we did get smoked, but I wore a raincoat. I took my raincoat. We did end up getting smoked because it was like ankle deep. Luckily, I had my sandals on. It was ankle deep in that
raft.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah, we got drilled.
But you came out unscathed. Did Susie have a raincoat on too?
Yeah, she had a parka. We loaded up. I got my Ashworth rain jacket. And I put it on my backpack
in the bay just so you could go on the
just
ride,
for huh? That yep, because you can get a locker, so we just put everything in the locker, and then I just put the raincoat on.
Nice.
And the shorts dry off. I wouldn't say it was chilly. It was probably like 75.
Oh, that's decent.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily you want to be walking around soaking wet the rest of the day.
Exactly.
But still not bad. Did you nail any weasels after?
No.
How were the parks, by the way? I've been hearing that it's been really busy in December this year.
Not really. I mean,
I guess it's Animal Kingdom. You never know.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom wasn't really all that busy. Epcot, there was nobody there.
Oh, well, that's good. Everyone must have been home watching that barn burner, Florida, Alabama, SEC
Florida,
championship
Alabama. Hey,
game.
Florida took a 7-0 lead early.
It went all downhill from there.
We did the safari, and we did it, you know, in the afternoon.
Okay.
And the tour guide said that that's like the most that she's seen at that hour in some time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think she said because it was cooler.
Oh, that makes sense.
And they weren't hiding, but we saw like everything.
That's cool. That's always nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the giraffes were like hanging around the truck. It was really cool.
That's always fun. I love that park. That park's so cool.
I know, and I asked Susie, and Susie's not a fan.
No, she doesn't like it?
Not really.
I don't know, you just gotta like hang out in like Harambe and watch the street shows and stuff. I just think it's so fun to be there. Everything's spread out.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk around. There's such nice theming. Should take a peek at that Tiffin's joint. You see where that was?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's hear about it.
Oh, yeah. I looked at the menu. That looks really good.
I would try it. It's a little pricey, but...
Yeah, but you know what? You know what I
thought?
It's
a signature.
I thought it wasn't bad for a dining credit.
Well, that's true, yes.
I mean, a couple of the entrees that I was staking out was like $45. I mean, you go to Nakasuzi's or California Grill,
true.
You're looking at $60, $70 for an entree.
That's true.
You know, I'm just comparing it to your other two dining credits, and
I didn't think
it was that bad.
You do have to compare it along that. I mean, you can get, even under 40. Berkshire pork tenderloin, $39. Mm-hmm. Pancier duck breast, $39. Even the steak is only $53.
Right.
Wagyu strip loin and braised short rib.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would get.
Well, yeah, obviously. That would be amazing. Yeah, I mean, the chicken for $34. It's not terrible.
No, it's not bad at all.
The Nomad Lounge was fantastic.
Yeah, I saw that. What'd you like about that?
Everything. The atmosphere, the menu, just the way it's out of the way. Like, you could spend 2-3 hours just sitting there, just relaxing and enjoying it all. It's really nice over there. I don't know how else to really describe it. You gotta go just check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the inside, I didn't even go inside. But the inside's supposed to be really nice, too, at the Nomad Lounge. We were sitting outside on the porch overlooking the river.
Mm-hmm.
They have these comfy couches, but the inside's supposed to be, like, really all these dark, dark woods and seems like a kind of like an old-school kind of bar.
Okay.
Place. So, next time I'll have to check out the inside of the bar and see what that's all about. But I think that's the kind of place you'd enjoy because it's definitely not like a cheerleader joint. You can sit down and gather your thoughts.
It's kind of out there, too. It's not on the main drag.
It is for now until the Avatar opens.
Right,
right.
It's
kind of in the middle of everything.
It's at the entrance of that, right.
Which makes sense. They need something over there when they open it
mm-hmm.
up. But we'll have to wait and see. It's a nice hidden gem for now, though.
Absolutely.
All right, what else did you guys do on that on your day?
Well, I said, you know, it was still relatively early. I said, you know what, instead of going home, you want to go somewhere else, and I knew that she wanted to go to Epcot, so we headed over there.
Okay.
And we didn't really do much. I wanted to go on Listen to the Land.
Okay.
So we jumped on that. It was a little more than a walk-on, but it was less than 10 minutes.
Right.
And I just
love normal.
I love that ride.
It's so
just
good,
such a
it?
Good relaxing. As soon as you walk in, it's like, I just want to sit down and chill for a good 10, 15 minutes.
It is nice. And it's always a little different because, you know, it's actually the stuff's growing
mm-hmm.
in there. So one time you might see the tomatoes fully ripe, the next time it's nothing. Or, you know, different crops are harvested at different times of the year. So when you go on it, it's always a little different, which is nice.
And
now,
it was
cool
because
the baby
like,
alligators were, still covered?
There were no alligators.
Yeah, they had them all covered up last time.
Yeah, no, they weren't even in the aquarium.
Huh, that's weird.
But I notice now, I've been checking out a lot of the hidden Mickeys now when I go through there. There's a ton of hidden Mickeys.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And they had, like, a lot of wreaths, like, around, like, some of the big plants, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I remember that when we went around Christmas time, that they even, like, decorated in there, too.
Yeah, they decorated, like, a lot of, like, the big squashes and stuff. It was
yep.
pretty cool.
Yep.
Then we just went around, we just walked around World Showcase, and I didn't even know about this. Have you heard of Holidays Around the World?
I did hear something, but I didn't really know what it was. I guess they kept out some of the wine booths or something.
Yeah, yep.
So did you check it out at all? I saw you had like a passport or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
So what? Tell me.
I mean, I was getting a little hungry after that scrambled eggs and the steak. Well, of course. You know,
you're not only going to eat one meal per day.
What did I get? I think we split a couple things. I got like a chicken enchilada at Mexico, and I got their tacos.
Hmm.
And they were good.
Was that at the same booth that like the Mexico food and wine booth is?
Yeah. Yep.
So that was good. Anything else jump out? Or you try anything else? Or
I think that's all. That's the only thing that we had.
But it was very good.
It was very good because it was all fresh.
Now, is it like the food and wine, like a smaller portion for $5 or $6?
Yeah, $5, $6 bucks, yep.
So that's not bad. Okay, here we go. I'm just pulling up something on the Disney site. It says what's on there. So it looks like there's about 6 different places.
Yeah, there's one that was like comfort food. Like they had like turkey and pork.
Seasonal Southern Delights, it says. It says Southern home cooked collard greens, cornbread, and more being served up fresh and piled high. There's Mexico, like you said. Holiday eats and treats.
Yep.
And then there was Feast of the Three Kings, which is a Caribbean thing. It doesn't really say what's in there. American holiday table from roast turkey to tasty pork tenderloin. And the Alpine House. Alpine-inspired holiday kiosk. You snack, take a peek of the selection of beautifully decorated Christmas trees. So there you go. A lot of different things. Doesn't really say exactly what's in there, but I'm guessing your passport might have a little more information on that when you go. But it sounds pretty good. Nice little addition to the holiday offerings at Epcot.
Exactly.
It's turning into a year-round food festival there,
yeah,
though,
is,
isn't it?
Because Food and Wine's going to start in August now.
I saw that, but they're also bringing in... Did you hear about this one? They're starting up in January now. It's like the Arts Festival. They're going to have little booths with like artist paintings and stuff, and then they're going to have food booths also for like 6 weekends between January and February.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, so there's another one coming up in January, and then there's going to be a... obviously the Flower and Garden, and then like you said, the Food and Wine starting in August next year, so it's like basically 9 months out of the year there's some kind of festival going on. I'm not complaining. They could do it all year round. That'd be fine by me.
Exactly.
Takes away a little bit of the specialness of it, but stuff's good, so I enjoy it. Anyway, that's pretty much that's what I heard about that the holiday thing. I haven't heard many reviews from it, so it's nice to know the stuff you tried was pretty good.
It was good.
Would you go back specifically to try other things, or it's just nice that it's there, just something to nibble on?
Yeah, it's just nice that it's there.
Seems like it's not enough to, like, draw people in. It's just, happens to be there, so you check it out.
Exactly.
That's good. That's what I wouldn't mind. Like, if they just, even year-round, instead of having these festivals, if they just put a few of those booths out and then rotated them through, like, different things.
Right.
So maybe when you go back in May, they have something from the Caribbean, and then you go back in August and it's got something from Scotland set up, you know, different things, just small little snack stations around there that don't have to necessarily have a festival or anything assigned to it. Just they have those booths, they might as well keep a couple of them out and just rotate different things through there. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, that might not be a good idea, but it would be good for me. I'd like that.
I don't think I have really anything else to...
No, that was it at Epcot.
That was about it. Yeah, we didn't go on anything.
Now, I did see on Facebook that you said it was about, what, an hour and 20 door-to-door?
Yeah, 120, 122. Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's not too bad. And then you're going up again this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to head up tomorrow.
Oh, Friday you're going up.
Yeah, going up Friday. I picked up a shift...
during the week?
On Saturday.
Oh, on a
Friday. One of the guys
Saturday,
who's taking a couple of mine so I can go to Disney... is going to be out of town, so I told him I'd take it.
So you staying over, or you're just going up?
No, just going up for the day.
Susie going, or she?
Yeah, she took the day off, so we're heading up there.
Oh, nice. Oh, so you switched Friday for Saturday, basically.
No, I have Friday and Saturday off.
Oh, but you're not going to stay
over.
No.
Well, we don't have a dog sitter now that we moved.
Oh, that's right.
We don't have the girl that we used down in Venice, so.
That's too bad.
We have that problem.
Yeah, that happens. All right, well, that sounds good, so we'll get another report next week, probably, based on what you do this weekend.
Yeah, we'll have... Sure, we'll have another report.
Yeah, we'll see. See where the day takes us. So you going to sing another Christmas song and take us to break here?
I don't have a Christmas song to sing.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll take a break anyway, even if you don't have a song.
Okay, that sounds good. Listen to episode 145 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los podcast. We just kind of touched on a few things that I did on my little day excursion up to property.
It's amazing, isn't it? Like, a one day is just the perfect amount to talk about on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we did like a week a vacation, it would take us 2 months to talk about.
Pretty much.
Just with the food.
Oh, I know.
I mean, when we first started this thing and we did a review of that 2014 Aruda Family Vacation, we didn't talk food at all.
Not much.
Which is damn tragedy, isn't it?
Well, we did a little because I remember we talked about Be Our Guest because that was the first time we had gone there, and we talked about the hoop-de-doo and stuff like that. But we didn't do a lot. We had the quick service, so we weren't like going out. And not that there's anything wrong with quick service, but we didn't necessarily all eat together either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like Sarah and I would be going around, and then you and Susie kind of went off on your own a couple times.
It's raining mud. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's not good. Mud pancakes.
I started singing that. I ended up spitting out my coffee as a waitress was coming up. I asked Susie if she wanted me to sing a song, and she rolled her eyes, and I just started singing, "It's raining mud. Hallelujah. It's raining mud." And a lot of the coffee started coming out my nose, and she just shook her head. That's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I sing that to Jim. He likes that.
Do you?
Yeah, he likes that.
You know who wrote that song?
Who? Was he a fellow Rhode Islander, right?
No. Oh. The David Letterman's guy, Paul Schaefer. Is that his name?
Paul Schaefer wrote It's Raining Men?
Yeah, you know who sang it?
No. Point of
remember
Sisters.
The band? The Weather Girls.
Oh, I didn't know who. No.
Bill, I'm disappointed. I figured that would be right in your wheelhouse.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. The Pointer Sisters. There you go.
It's raining.
So that's my little addition to this week's show.
Oh, man.
All right. You ready to get this thing wrapped up here?
Yeah.
All right. You're out of practice, but you got to get back into it. Get us through our social media.
I got to go do social media and all that crap?
There's only one way to do it. You got to go through it.
You can find us on Facebook at Por Favor Podcast, on Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. My email address, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter at Por Favor Mike. What else do we have, Bill? Google Play?
We have our
Stitcher.
We have our website.
We have our website, which is www.porforpodcast.com.
our YouTube channel.
Our YouTube channel, Port for War Podcast.
Info, did you say that? You can email the show info@portforwarpodcast.com.
I did not mention that.
You can email me, Gary@portforwarpodcast.com. Like you said, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. And that's about it, I think.
All right, Jürgen, take us home, Jürgen.
Oh, you want me to take us home?
Yeah, why not?
All right, thank you so much for listening to episode number 145 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife, there's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.